Yeah, I want to talk this morning.
今天早晨我想要分享的。
About the kind of faith that God honors.
是神所喜悦的信心是什么
？To meet our needs, amen.
来帮助我们。
Does anybody need anything?
早晨有没有人有需要神帮助的
？Need a breakthrough in your life?
你需要在你的生命中有一个突破吗
？Have a family member that needs to be saved?
你的家人有没有信主的吗
？Have a child you're praying for?
你有一个孩子，你需要为他迫切祷告的。
Maybe you need healing for your body.
或者你的身体需要得到医治。
Do you need more of God's presence?
或者你需要更多神的同在。阿门吗？
Anybody have a need? Raise your hand if you have a need.
若是你有任何这样的需要的，请你举起你的手来。有需要吗？有需要的就可以举起手来。
We have to participate with the Lord, amen.
因为我们要与神同工。
Now take your hand.
把你的手。刚才你举起的手，请你放在你的心上。把你的手放在你的心，请大家合作，不要把手放口袋里。现在我们求神来触摸我们的灵，来供应我们的需要。让我们所有的人现在一起祷告，求神触摸我们的心灵，供应我们的需要。
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Just put on a heart of gratefulness right now. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Worthy.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. We just ask you, God, to meet the needs of our life.
主，我们向您呼求，求你供应我们生命中的需要。
Touch our children.
主啊，触摸我们的下一代，触摸我们的孩子，祝福我们的婚姻。
Bless our finances.
祝福我们的财务状况。
Bless us at school or on the job.
祝福我们在学校的功课，祝福我们的工作。
Thank you, God, for the job that we have in Jesus' name.
主，我们谢谢你，谢谢你给我们工作。
Pray with me, people. Thank you, God.
请你们与我一同祷告，请你们开口一起祷告。主，我们感谢你，为我们的家感谢你，为我们的工作感谢你。主，我们需要你更多的同在。主啊，我们需要你更多的在我们的生命中运行。主，我们需要你更多的能力在我们的生命中，我们要需要你更多的恩典在我们的生命里。哈利路亚。主啊，祝福你的教会，祝福每一位，主啊，更多的得着你的同在，你的能力。哦，主，除去一切沉重的负担，除去所有的忧虑，我们都交给你。哈利路亚，奉主的名交给主。哈利路亚，谢谢主，谢谢耶稣。主，我们谢谢你，把嘴巴打开，用我们的口向神发出呼求，向神祷告。哈利路亚，主，我们赞美你。哈利路亚。主，我们相信你，我们相信你，主，我们相信你，谢谢主，哈利路亚。主，我们求你祝福我旁边的弟兄或姊妹，哈利路亚。Bless我们的儿女，祝福我们的配偶。请你现在为你右边的人祷告，为你旁边的人祷告，哈利路亚。你按手为你旁边的人祷告，哈利路亚。为你旁边的肢体祷告，哈利路亚。哈利路亚。Jason, pray for your brother. Thank you. Yes, 为你旁边的肢体祷告，哈利路亚，赞美主，哈利路亚。为你旁边的朋友祷告，为你旁边的家人祷告，赞美主，哈利路亚。赞美耶稣，求主祝福大家，更多的同在，哈利路亚，谢谢主，赞美主，赞美主，赞美主，哈利路亚。
Amen.
主，是的，为着我们的肢体，我们感谢你；为着在我们旁边的弟兄姊妹，我们感谢你。
Amen.
赞美主。Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I want to talk to you this morning about overcoming faith.
今天早晨想跟大家分享的题目是得胜的信心。
Now, I'm sure all of us would say, I believe in God.
我相信在座每一位都可以说我相信神。
I believe in Jesus.
我信主耶稣。
I believe God can provide all my needs.
我相信主能够供应我所有的需要。
But what we want to do this morning is look at a couple examples from the New Testament.
今天早晨我们要从新约里看一两个例子。
That describe for us what this overcoming faith looks like and acts like.
让我们看看一个得胜的信心是什么样子的，它是怎么样运作的。
There are certain characteristics about the people that received a touch and blessing from Jesus.
所有从神得着那个信心、那个触摸的，都有一些特征。
They responded to the Lord in a certain way that opened the doors, the windows of heaven, for God to touch their life.
因为他们向着神的那个反应，使他们能够使神把天上的窗打开来，倾覆于他们。
And so this morning, I want us just to review those characteristics.
今天早晨就想跟大家复习几个例子。
Those different ways that people that received a miracle, how they responded to the presence of Jesus.
看到人如何得到神迹，人向神是怎么样反应的。
Do you need to get closer to Jesus?
我们需要与主更近吗？
But you feel like maybe there's something in your way, an obstacle that's keeping you from getting close to God?
我们都想与主更亲近，但是你就觉得有什么事挡在你与神之间。
Does anybody here feel like I need more of God? I need a miracle. I need a touch.
在座有没有人觉得说我需要更多的得到神，我需要他的触摸？
But I feel like there's something blocking my path.
但是好像有什么挡在我与神之间。
You're not alone.
你不是孤单的。
Many people that received a miracle from Jesus in the New Testament,
在新约中许多得着耶稣的神迹的人，
also experienced these same feelings.
也跟我们一样有类似的感觉。
They also encountered obstacles that blocked their path from receiving something from God.
在他们得着神的那个路上也常常遇到拦阻。
But they took certain actions that made them overcomers.
但是呢面对这些拦阻他们采取行动让他们能够越过这些难处。
They had an overcoming faith that secured the blessing.
他们有一个得胜的信心让他们能够得到祝福。
When an obstacle arose in their way,
当在路上有拦阻的时候
they didn't surrender,
他们没有放弃
they didn't go back home,
他们没有回家
they didn't give up,
他们没有放弃投降
they didn't complain,
他们没有抱怨
they didn't get angry,
他们没有生气
they found a way to get into the presence of Jesus.
反之呢他们寻找如何进入到耶稣面前的道路。
That's what being an overcomer is about.
这就是得胜者的一个行动。
Are you an overcomer?
在座的，请问你是得胜者吗？
Or are you somebody that just surrenders to the problems in your life?
还是你是很容易就面对环境你就屈服的？
1 John 5:4
约翰一书第五章第四节
says, For whatever is born of God overcomes the world.
说凡从神生的就胜过世界。
And this is the victory that has overcome the world.
使我们胜了世界的。
Even our faith.
就是我们的信心。
Our faith in Jesus.
我们在基督里的信心。
Is meant to help us overcome every obstacle that would get in our path.
要帮助我们越过所有在我们来到神面前路上的障碍。
So let me ask you this morning.
所以早晨我问你们。
How is your faith working?
你的信心如何?
Is your faith helping you overcome all the obstacles in your path?
你的信心帮助你越过路上的障碍吗?
Or are you learning how to live with problems, with trouble, with difficulties.
还是你就与你的困难、你的问题共同生活。
Have you just adjusted your life to live with certain problems?
还是你就是调整你的心态，好让你与你的问题一同生存。
You know that we used to have a neighbor.
我以前有个邻居。
Had this stray cat.
有这一只很爱 跑掉的猫。
Terrible little ugly cat.
实在是一个很丑陋的猫。
They tried to run the cat off over and over again. Was always hanging around their house.
他们好几次想要把它赶走，但它总是会回来。
They tried many times to get rid of this cat.
他们家常常有一只流浪猫跑来到，他们想赶走，但它一直回来。
After trying this and that and different ways to run the cat off,
他们想了各种办法要把它赶走。
They just decided they would have to live with this cat.
到了最后，他们觉得说我们只能与这只流浪猫共生存。
They would just have to put up with this cat always hanging around their house.
他们必须忍受这只猫在他们家出没。
Then pretty soon they felt sorry for it and they started feeding that cat.
慢慢的，他们开始同情这只猫，就开始喂它吃东西。
That's how some people are with problems.
很多时候我们面对问题也会有这种态度。
Got some ugly thing hanging around your house.
有时候你家里有一些让你觉得很丑陋的东西。
You try once, twice, three times to run it off.
你试了好几次要把它赶掉。
And then you just make up your mind you're going to have to live with this old ugly cat.
到最后呢，你就下定决心说，好吧，我只能与它共生存了。
And if you're not careful, you start to feel sorry for it and you begin to feed it.
你如果一不小心呢，你甚至开始同情这个不好的东西，甚至开始喂养它。
Do you have a problem like that in your life?
在你的生命中有没有这样的问题？
Something you don't want, but you just have to learn how to live with it?
在你生命中有一个你不想要的东西，但是你没有办法，你要与它共存。
Our faith in Jesus.
但是我们在主里的信心
is designed to help us overcome problems.
它的设计跟目的的是要我们帮助我们越过这个难处，
defeat problems,
胜过这个问题，
and not just learn to live with problems.
而不是说与这个问题共生存。
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God works through the difficulties of our life.
神帮助我们生命中的难处。
But there are certain difficulties that we were never meant to live with.
但有些问题呢，我们是不需要与它共生存的。
Amen. Have a bad attitude.
比如说我们的坏的态度。
A besetting sin.
或者我们某一种犯罪的行为。
A addiction.
或者我们某一种上瘾的情形。
A child that has run away from God.
或者我们远离神，
a marriage that isn't working,
或者一个失败的婚姻。
What's the need of your life?
你在生命中有什么需要？
These are not things that we are meant to ever learn how to live with.
刚才我举的例子并不是应该让我们与他共生存的。
God says, look to him and believe in him and overcome such things.
而神是说，你定睛在我身上，让我帮助你越过他。
Amen.
阿们吗？
Amen. I'm preaching now. Amen.
阿们吗？
Well, I want to talk to you about five characteristics, if I can spit it out, five characteristics of overcoming faith.
我今天早上要跟你们讲的是一个得胜信心它的五个特性。
Now, do you have these five characteristics?
当我们有这五个特性的时候，
Jason, look in your heart and see if you've got these five things in your life.
廖继松，看看你的心，你有没有这五个特征？
We're going to get you up here a little bit later and pray for you. Amen.
等一下，我们要邀请你到前面来为你祷告。
Number one.
第一个特性。
Overcoming faith.
一个得胜的信心。
Takes initiative.
是一个有行动的信心。
It does something with the opportunities that it has.
一个得胜的信心会看到环境中的机会，然后有行动。
People that have overcoming faith.That push through obstacles.
一个有得胜信心的人，他会排除障碍。
They learn how to use everything that's at their disposal.
他们会利用所有在环境中能用的机会。
You know, sometimes when something is blocking our path.
有的时候，什么事情拦住我们的时候。
Something standing in our way.
站在我们的路上的时候。
We'll begin to complain about what we don't have.
我们常常第一个反应就说。要抱怨我没有的。
What we can't do.
我不能做的。
We'll begin to take an inventory and complain about the problems and all the obstacles in our way.
我们就列了一个单子，把所有的障碍都列出来。
But an overcomer
但是一个得胜的人呢
will look at what they have at their disposal
不会有用因为自己没有什么做借口而是看自己有什么
And instead of looking at what they don't have they'll look at what they do have
他们的注意力不是在他们没有的而是在他们有的
And they'll start with that and use that to make a difference in their life
利用他们所有的来越过或解决他们的障碍
Remember the widow and her son in the Old Testament
记不记得旧约里那个寡妇她的和她的儿子
they had a debt they had a bill that they needed to pay
他们欠了许多的债他们必须要还钱
and they went to the prophet Elisha
他们去先知以利沙那里
and he said what do you have in your house
以利沙问他们说你家里有什么
don't focus on what you don't have
不要注意说你家里没有什么
what do you have in your house
你家里有什么
And she said, this little bit of oil.
她说我就是有这么一点油。
And he said, good.
她说很好。
Go get all the empty vessels you can find.
去借所有空的器皿来。
And we'll start pouring oil.
然后开始倒油。就把油倒到这些借来的器皿里。
In Exodus 4.
在出埃及记第四章。
God gave a call to Moses.
神呼召摩西。
God was going to send Moses to the Egyptians.
要他去埃及。
To set the captives free.
去释放神的百姓。
And Moses felt intimidated by this call.
摩西觉得非常的不安对于这样的呼召。
He was concerned that they would not believe that he had really been sent by God.
他说他里面的担忧说谁会相信我是神派来的。
And instead of focusing on what he didn't have,
不要注意他所没有的。
God asked a question.
神就问他说
What do you have in your hand?
你手里有什么？
And he had a staff.
他手里有一根杖。
And that's what God started with. Amen.
神就从这一根杖开始他的工作。
Do you see what I'm talking about?
你们了解我的意思吗？
Instead of focusing on what he didn't have, he started with what he did have.
神不要我们注意我们所没有的，神要我们注意他已经给我们的。
Remember when Jesus told his disciples to feed the thousands? Remember that time in the Gospels?
有几千人要吃东西，主耶稣叫门徒去喂饱他们。
And they were distracted, they were burdened because they didn't have anything to feed all these thousands of people.
这些门徒很头痛啊，因为他们没有足够的食物喂饱这几千的人。
And Jesus says, and what they said to Jesus was, we only have a few fish and loaves.
他们说主啊，我们只有几个饼几条鱼啊。
You know, they're empty in their pockets, seeing what they have.
他们把口袋里所有东西都掏出来。
They were focused on what they didn't have.
他们的注意力都是在他们所不够的东西。
And Jesus said, that's enough, you give it to me.
但是主说，
Amen?
这些绰绰有余了，给我。
Whether it's just a few fish or loaves,
不管是只是几个饼几条鱼，
a little bit of oil,
一点点的瓶中的油，
or a simple wooden staff,
或者只是一根木杖。
You don't focus on what you don't have.
我们的注意力不该在我所没有的。
An overcomer focuses on what they do have.
一个得胜的人，他注意的是他所有的。
So as you sit there this morning,
所以当在座的各位，
with a need in your heart,
你知道你心中有一个需要，
with a need at school,
你在学校里有难处，
with a need in your business,
你的工作或事业有挑战，
with a need in your family,
你的家庭中有问题。
Don't focus on what you don't have,
不要注意说我什么没有。
What do you have?
而是注意到神已经给你什么。
Start with what you have.
从你已经有的那里开始。阿们吗？
Isn't that good?
这不是很好吗？
Isn't that helpful?
这样不是很有帮助吗？
Focus your eyes on the right thing.
把你的眼目放在对的事上。
Take whatever simple thing that you have in your hand.
把你手中紧紧的有的。
And say, God, here it is.
交给神说，神啊，这是我所有的。
That's the first principle of an overcomer.
这是一个得胜者的信心的第一个特性。
Amen.
阿们吗？
Overcomers, they also take risks.
那一个得胜者，他的信心呢，是能够冒险的。
How do you spell faith?
你有没有拼过信心这个字？
How do you spell faith, Jason?
你怎么拼 faith 这个字？
You spell it R-I-S-K, risk.
你要拼 R-I-S-K 就是风险的英文。
Real faith demands that you take a risk.
真正的信心是叫我们要冒一点风险。
Real faith demands that you be courageous and step forward.
真正的信心需要我们能够勇敢踏出那一步。
Real faith says if you have a voice,
真正的信心会说，如果你有声音，你就要用它。
Amen.
阿们吗？
What do you have at your disposal?
你手上有什么？
You need a miracle.
你需要一个奇迹吗？
Do you have the Word of God? Do you have the Bible?
你有圣经吗？你有神的话吗？
You use every verse you have.
你用里面每一个经节。
Do you have a need?
你有一个需要吗？
You use the time in prayer before God.
你用祷告的时间。
Do you have a church? Do you have a body of believers to fellowship with?
你有教会吗？你有众肢体能够帮助你的吗？
You use that relationship with the church. Amen?
你要使用你的神的家，用你的教会。
So oftentimes people, when they have a real need in their life, they get discouraged and depressed.
有的时候我们有一个需要或一个难处，我们就沮丧，我们就下沉。
Sometimes because they're so discouraged about what they don't have,
因为我们为着我们所没有的非常的沮丧。
They don't use what they do have.
所以我们就不去使用我们有的。
They don't ever look, they quit looking in the Word of God.
他们都不再看神的话了。
Sometimes because people get depressed about what they don't have.
因为很多时候我们为着我们所没有的而沮丧。
They won't even open their mouth to pray.
他们就甚至放弃连祷告都不祷告
了。Do you still have a prayer in your heart?
在你的心中还有没有祷告呢？
Are you listening to me this morning? You look up here. Do you still have a prayer in your heart?
请你们注意讲员，你们心中有没有祷告？有没有？你的心里还能不能祷告？
Use that prayer. Use that.
你若是里面还能祷告，用那个祷告。
Do you still have a church to go to?
你是不是还有一个会教会可以去？去教会聚会。
It's not consistent. Overcomers, when they have a need in their life, they don't quit going to church.
一个真正得胜的人，他有难处的时候，他不会不去教会。
Overcomers, when they have a need in their life, they don't stop reading their Bible.
他们会不会停止读神的话。
Overcomers, when they have a need in their life, they don't stop praying.
当一个得胜者有需要的时候，他不会停止祷告的。阿们吗？
Overcomers use everything that is available to them.
一个得胜的人，他会使用神在环境中给他的每一件事。
If you're going to be an overcomer,
你要做得胜者
you can't give up.
你就不能放弃
You can't quit crying out.
你不能够在那里抱怨就停止往前
You can't quit going to church.
你不能因此就不聚会
While the door is still open, you keep coming.
只要门是开的，你就要一直来。
While the people of God are praying, you keep praying.
当神的家在祷告的时候，你就来祷告。
But they take risks. Overcomers number two, they take risks.
一个得胜者的第二个特性就是愿意冒险。
Now I don't know if you've ever thought about this, but everybody that ever, let's think about where Jesus did most of his miracles.
我们仔细想想，主耶稣都是在什么环境里来行神迹的？
He didn't do his miracles in a dark corner or a back room.
他不是在一个小房间里，一个黑暗的角落，在那里偷偷的行神迹。
Though most of the time, the people of God, we gather in behind closed doors, inside the safety of a building, and I understand why we do that.
很多时候我们必须在一个建筑物，门是关起来，好像与世隔绝，在这里聚会。我了解。
But do you know if Jesus was here, do you know where he'd be performing his miracles?
但是如果主耶稣在这里，你知道他要怎么行神迹
？Right out there in the middle of the street.
他可能就走到大街上。
Right out in broad daylight.
在日光之下。
Right where everybody could see what he was doing.
在人人都能够看见的地方。
And so you know what that meant? That if you wanted to receive a miracle from Jesus,
你知道这什么意思吗？如果我们要得着主耶稣的奇迹。
You couldn't hide in your house.
不要躲在自己的家里啊。
You couldn't just watch from the safety of your bedroom through the curtains.
不是在躲在你的卧房里，透过窗帘偷偷往外看。
Almost all the people that received a miracle touch from Jesus.
几乎每一个得到神神奇的触摸的。
They had to walk out their front door.
他们必须要走出自己的所在地。
Go right out in the street where everybody could see.
要走在众人能看见的地方。
They had to cry out and ask for help.
在那里大声呼求帮助。
In front of all the other people that were watching.
在众目睽睽之下发出呼求。
That's what overcoming faith looks like.
这是一个得胜的信心会有的一个表现。
It demands that you take a risk.
会要我们敢冒一个风险。
You cannot be an overcomer and hide.
我们不可能躲在那里而做一个得胜者。
You have to step out into the broad daylight where everybody can watch what you're doing.
你必须敢在日光之下，在众目睽睽之下来到神面前。
The people that got a miracle were out there, right out in the middle of the street where Jesus. Jesus is working.
很多人能够得到神迹，是因为他们在大街上，在主耶稣所在之地得到的。
The people that didn't get a miracle,
那些得到奇迹的。
They were watching from the safety of their house.
那些得不到奇迹的，因为他们是躲在自己的家里。
How are you doing?
那我们是在哪里？
Are you an overcomer?
我们是得胜者吗？
Or are you still so afraid about what other people might think?
还是我们很在意别人对我们怎么看？
Are you still so afraid about what other people might say?
还是我很在意别人对我是什么评价？
You know, sometimes the biggest obstacle in receiving a miracle from God,
你知道常常最拦住我们得到神迹的，
is we're afraid that we won't do it perfect.
是我们担心我们做得不够好。
We won't open our mouth to pray because we're afraid that if we pray, we might not do it absolutely perfect and somebody might criticize us.
譬如说我们不敢开口祷告，因为我怕我的祷告不够完美，别人会批评我。
We're afraid that we might look foolish.
我怕别人会觉得我很傻。
So we would rather go without a miracle.
所以我们宁愿说我不要神的奇迹。
Than not do it perfect.
也不愿意说好像我不够完美。
Do you hear me?
你听见我说吗？
You have to take a risk.
你必须敢冒险。
You have to take a risk of doing it right in front of everybody.
你必须敢在众人面前做。
To be seen and heard by everybody.
让所有人都看见，都听见。
Even when you don't do it perfect.
即使你做得不够完美。
Who does the kingdom of God belong to?
神的国属于什么样的人？
The little children.
小孩子。
Unless you come to God like a little child.
除非我们像一个孩子那样单纯来到神面前。
Unless you come to God like a little child.
若不回转向小孩子。
By no means will you enter the kingdom of God.
我们就不能进神的国。
Guess what? Little children aren't so worried about looking perfect.
你知道吗？小孩子不大在乎他们是不是完美的。
That happens to us when we get a little older and more sophisticated.
只有我们渐渐年长了，我们变复杂了，我们才在乎。
Just right.
我们需要在别人面前看起来是可以的。
Is my hair combed just right? Oh, no, don't take my picture. I don't look just right. That's not my good side. Take this side over here.
我的头发今天怎么样？你要照相说，不要照，抱着我今天没有穿整齐。
Or no.
照这边，这边比较好看。
No, I can't help out on the worship team because I don't sing as good as sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so.
我不能参加敬拜团队或诗班，因为我不能唱，或我唱的不如那个姊妹，那个弟兄。
I can't say anything. I can't help out in the meeting.
我没有办法说得很好，我不能帮助。
Because I might not do it perfect.
因为我不会做得很好。
I might not sound perfect.
我也许听起来会不好听。
I might not look perfect.
我可能看起来不够完美。
Do you hear what I'm saying?
你知道我的意思吗？
How do little kids do things? How do children do things?
那小孩子怎么做呢？
Well, their hair's all messed up.
他们头发乱七八糟。
Their shirt tails hanging out.
衬衫的尾巴都露出来。
And they don't care. They're just excited, right?
他们才不在乎，他们好兴奋呐。
That's how little children do it.
小孩子就是这样。
And Jesus says, "You let them come to me."
主耶稣说，让小孩子到我这里来。
He just picks them up.
他就把他们抱起来。
And sweeps them off their feet.
跟他们玩。
And just hugs them close.
把他们紧紧地抱住。
And they press their little fat cheeks right against the face of Jesus.
他们可爱的面庞就贴着主耶稣的面庞。
Amen.
阿门吗？
Because they don't care.
因为小孩子不在乎。
What other people think.
别人对他们的看法。
They get closer to Jesus.
结果是什么？
Amen.
他们就跟主最近。
You know the trick about getting close to Jesus?
你知道怎么样靠近主的秘诀是什么？
You have to be small enough, little enough.
你必须要够年轻。
To fit on Jesus' lap.
你必须要够年幼，让你能够小到能够坐在主耶稣的腿上。
You hear this?
听得懂吗？
You have to be small enough for Jesus to pick you up.
你必须够小，让主可以把你抱起来。
Don't you love that little size when children are between, you know, when they're just a baby, two, even three, even a four-year-old, you can just grab them and pick them up.
我们都喜欢两岁、三岁，甚至四岁的孩子，因为你可以一下就把他抱起来。
And I don't know what there is about little kids that size. You just want to squeeze them, right?
不知道为什么那种尺寸的小孩，你就忍不住要抱他，抱得紧紧的。
Don't you want that kind of relationship with Jesus?
我们不喜欢，岂不喜欢跟主耶稣有那么亲密的关系吗？
Don't make it more complicated than it needs to be.
不要把事情搞得复杂，以至于超过他该有的情形。
We oftentimes make it so much harder than God wants it to be. Because we're so worried about looking perfect.
So
overcomers, they take risks.
They're
not worried about looking perfect.
他们不在乎是不是完美。
Overcoming faith, this kind of bold, childlike faith that takes initiative and risks.
这个得胜的信心让我们勇敢，像个孩子一样，让我们敢冒险。
It makes Jesus stop and look.
这样的信心会让怎么样？让主耶稣停下脚步看我们。
This kind of faith makes Jesus look closer and see what's going on in our life.
这样的信心让主耶稣很注意我们生命中到底发生什么事。
Do you want to know that God hears your prayers?
你是不是想知道神听见你的祷告与否?
That God's eye is on you all the time.
你知不知道神的眼目都在我们身上?
That His heart is open towards you.
他的心向着我们是常时打开的。
Take risks.
要敢冒险。
Use every opportunity available to you.
每一个能用的机会。
Overcoming faith also is specific in prayer.
而一个得胜的信心，还有一个特点，就是他的祷告是非常明确的。
The people that get a miracle are usually those who know what they're looking for, what they're asking for.
一个得到神迹奇事的人，常常他知道他要什么。
What do you want God to do for you?
你要神为你做什么？
Have you ever seen throughout the scriptures in the Gospels?
你看整本四个福音里面所发生的情形。
Jesus asks, What do you want me to do for you?
耶稣常常问人说，你要我为你做什么？
Does that ever strike you as a little bit funny?
你不觉得这个蛮奇怪的吗？
Here the God of the universe, He knows all things.
这位宇宙的神，他无所不知。
Why is He asking me for information?
那他为什么来问我这些问题呢？
He wants us to nail it down.
因为他要我们很明确地把问题指出来。
He wants us to be really specific.
他要我们非常的明确的。
Amen?
准确地告诉他。
So when he answers,
所以当他答应我们的请求的时候,
we'll be confident that God hears.
我们就能够有信心确定说这是神做的。
And number five, overcoming faith
第五个特性,
changes the direction of our life.
一个得胜的信心会帮助我们改变我们生命的脚步方向。
Overcoming faith is not afraid of repentance.
一个真的得胜的信心是不怕悔改的。
Now that's a strong Bible word, repentance, amen?
悔改这个字是一个很重、很强烈的字眼，阿门吗？
We don't usually use it in normal conversation.
我们通常跟人对话的时候不会用这个字，不会随便用这个字。
Repentance is a change of mind.
悔改的意思说心思的改变。
That leads to a change of heart.
引到新的改变。
That eventually, ultimately leads to a change of direction.
最终让我们的脚步的方向改变。
So we're going our own way.
我们本来是走自己的道路。
We're following our own desire.
我们按照我们自己所喜欢的去做。
We're seeking our own pleasure.
我们寻求自己的快乐。
And then we hear the call of God.
但是正在这个时候听到神的呼召。
Jesus says, turn around.
主耶稣说转过来。
Turn the change the direction of your life and come towards me.
改变你生命的方向，向着我而行。
Where you used to only live for yourself.
我从前为我自己活着。
Where you used to only care about your own desires.
我从前只在乎我自己想要什么。
God says, turn my direction and go my direct way.
主耶稣说，转过来，朝着我的方向走。
That's what overcoming faith will do in your life. It'll change the direction you're going.
一个得胜的信心就会做这样的事，将我们的方向从自己的方向转到主的方向。
Now, real quickly, let's look at two examples.
很快，我们看一下圣经中有两个例子，告诉我们一个得胜者的信心是怎样的。
In Luke 18, the last part of the chapter.
在路加福音18章后半部。
Is the story of Bartimaeus.
有一个故事关于这个瞎子巴迪买。
And at the beginning of chapter 19 of Luke is the story of Zacchaeus.
在下一章就19章一开始是另外一个人故事，就是撒该的故事。
Both of these men shared similar characteristics, these five characteristics of an overcomer.
在这两个人身上，我们都会看到一个得胜信心的这五个特性。
Luke 18:35.
路加18章35节。
that it happened as he was coming near Jericho. We're talking about Jesus and his disciples.
发生的情形是什么? 就是当耶稣他走向
That a certain blind man sat by the road begging.
有一个瞎子坐在路旁。
This man is poor.
这个人是一个贫穷的人。
This man is crippled.
他是不能自己帮助自己。
This man needs a miracle.
这个人是需要一个神迹的。
So what does he do because he needs these things?
他怎么做呢?
He puts himself in the path of where other people will see him.
他就是坐在路旁, 所以经过的人可以看见他。
He doesn't feel sorry for himself and hide at home.
他没有因为自怜就躲在家里。
He puts himself in the pathway where Jesus is going to come.
他把自己放在路上, 是在什么路上呢? 就是耶稣必经之路。
Jesus walks on certain paths.
主耶稣的路是有特定的。
The assembly of the saints, the assembly of God's people,
圣徒或者神的儿女聚集的地方,
is a pathway that Jesus often walks down every week. Amen?
是主耶稣必经之路。
So if you want to put yourself in the path of Jesus, you put yourself in the assembly of the saints.
所以你若是要来到主耶稣必经之路，你就要把你自己放在众圣徒的当中。
God's holy word is another path that we can find Jesus walking on.
圣经也是主耶稣必经之路。
So if we want to put ourselves in the path of Jesus, we're going to put ourselves in God's word.
所以我们若是要找到主，我们必须
The place of prayer is another one of those pathways that Jesus walks upon all the time.
祷告的地方也是主耶稣常常经过的地方。
So if we're going to be overcomers and know how to take initiative and use every opportunity,
若是我们要做一个得胜者，要利用每一个机会。
We're going to put ourselves in the place of prayer. Amen?
我们必须把自己放在一个常有祷告的地方。
Now Luke 18:36.
在这里路加18章36节
Bartimaeus hearing the multitude passing by
这个巴迪买听见有很多人经过
He heard this commotion of the people
他听到很多拥挤的声音经过
And he asked what it meant
他就问说什么事啊
So he heard all the people talking and moving and stirring around him
他听到很多人经过有人声
And he raised his head with his blind eyes
他就抬起头来
He says, what does this mean?
用他的瞎眼问号在问说,
What's happening?
发生什么事啊?
Who's coming?
谁要来啊?
He's taking initiative, amen?
他就,你看,他有一个行动。
So they told him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by.
他们就告诉他说, 拿撒勒人耶稣要经过这里。
Now he's out in the roadway.
他坐在路上。
Now he's blind.
他是看不见的。
But he's not deaf.
但是他不是聋子。
Amen? He's blind,
他虽然是瞎子,
but he's not deaf.
但他不是聋子,
he may not be able to see,
他虽然看不见,
but he can still hear.
但是他仍然能够听见,
and he's using those ears of his.
他用他的耳朵,
he hears the commotion, and so he uses his very sharp mind. He asks, who is this coming by?
他听见鼎沸的人声, 他的心思是没有迟钝的, 他就说, 是谁经过啊?
So you may have a need in your life.
在你的生命中, 你有需要,
but use what you have. That's what Bartimaeus did. He had need for vision, for eyes.
就像巴迪买一样, 他虽然眼睛看不见,
but he used his ears.
但是他耳朵可以听见, 他就用他的耳朵,
so he heard that Jesus was passing by.
他听到了耶稣要经过那里。
And guess what else he has?
你看他还做什么?
He still has a mouth.
他还有嘴巴。
He may not have eyes,
他虽然眼睛看不见,
but he has ears,
他但是他有耳朵可听见,
and he has a voice, he has a mouth.
他还有嘴巴可以说话,
and he begins to cry out, Jesus!
他就大声呼喊,
Jesus!
他说, oh, Jesus!
Son of David, have mercy on me, notice me!
大卫的子孙啊, 可怜可怜我吧,
look my way!
看着我,
Amen?
Amen, ma.
How many of us have a need in here?
我们在座有许多人都有需要。
We need a breakthrough in our life.
我们需要一个突破。
But we are mute.
但是我们却像是不会说话的。
When we don't have to be.
我们像哑巴一样。
We are quiet when we still have a good voice.
虽然我们有声音, 但是我们保持沉默。
Use your voice.
用你的声音。
Jason, raise your voice.
廖继松, 用你的声音。
Pray out.
大声呼求。
Call out.
向神祷告。 呼求主。
And don't stop.
不要停止, Amen? Amen,
Don't stop till you have a breakthrough.
直到你得到突破。
Hey, you tell me, does God want your family to be blessed?
我问你, 神, 要不要祝福你的家? 神有没有意思要祝福你?
Does God want you to have a happy marriage?
神要不要你有一个幸福的婚姻?
Does God want your children to follow the Lord?
神要不要你的儿女来跟随他?
Yes.
是的, 神要的。
You, that is absolutely the perfect will of God.
那绝对是神的旨意。
Does God want you to be close to Him?
神要不要我们与他亲近?
Yes.
是的, 神要的。
Well, you might have a blind spot.
也许我们有盲点,
but while you still have a voice,
但是我们还有声音啊,
you keep crying out.
就不要停止向他呼求。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'm not going to give up.
我不会放弃。
I'm not going to let go.
我不要让他走。
I'm going to keep on crying out.
我要一直的呼求。
Bartimaeus took initiative and advantage of what he had available.
所以巴迪买他有行动，利用他所有的。
He couldn't see, but he could put his path, himself in the path of Jesus.
他看不见，但他可以去坐在耶稣必经之路。
He couldn't see, but he could still hear.
他看不见，但是他听得见呐。
He couldn't see, but he still had a voice to cry out.
他看不见，但他能够发出声音啊，可以呼求主。
Listen to me, brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，请听我说。
You can't rightly expect God to bless you and meet you in the point of your need.
你不能够说期望神要在你需要的地方帮助你祝福你。
If you're not making a good use of what you have.
若是你不能够好好的利用他所给你你已经有的。
Now look at this, Luke 18:39. Stay with me.
在这里18章39节。
Now I'm reading for the New American Standard Bible.
这个是我用的 version, 那个版本是 American Standard.
It says, then those who led the way, who are those that led the way?
在这里,在前头走的人是指谁啊?
It's the disciples.
就是这些门徒嘛。
People that were close to Jesus.
那些跟耶稣很靠近的人。
They sternly warned him that he should be quiet.
他们就责备他，不许他作声。
Remember the disciples?
记得这些门徒吗？
That when the little children ran to Jesus,
当小朋友来到耶稣面前的时候，
He said, oh no, 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 don't bother the master.
他们把小朋友赶走，说不要来搅扰主耶稣。
Jesus said, don't stop the little children.
耶稣说，要让小孩子到我这里来。
Now, news flash.
好，新闻特报。
Did you realize that good and godly people sometimes make mistakes?
你知道吗? 那些好的, 那些敬虔的人有时候也会犯错的。
Even those that lead the way sometimes make mistakes.
甚至那些在前头引路的有的时候也会犯错的。
Now I know this is a sensitive topic, isn't it?
这是一个蛮敏感的话题，不是吗？
But even those that are leaders in the church, leaders at home, leaders at school or on your job, they make mistakes.
无论是哪里，在教会里，在学校里，在工作里，在家庭里，带领我们的人都会犯错的。
And sometimes they will block your path from getting to Jesus.
而这样的错误会让我们不能够来到主面前。
But I want you to notice what Bartimaeus did here.
但这巴迪买怎么做呢？
He didn't throw a fit.
他没有在那里发脾气。
He didn't start arguing with those who led the way.
他也没有在那里与那些带领的人争论。
He didn't get angry.
他也没有生气愤怒。
He wasn't going to waste his time on that.
他不会把时间浪费在那些事上。
He just cried out louder.
他只是呼求得更大声。
Sometimes we get distracted so easily from the path of Jesus.
我们在跟随主的路上常常很容易分心。
The number one way that the enemy likes to distract us from our path to, that will go down to get a miracle.
仇敌最爱做的事情就是让我们在跟随主得神迹的路上被打岔。
Is by getting offended at one of our brothers and sisters.
那怎么样来叫我们打被打岔呢? 就是让我们跟弟兄姊妹的关系不好，彼此得罪。
Getting offended at even a church leader.
甚至呢，我们对教会的带领的人有意见。
They don't care, they don't understand.
会说，哦，他们不了解，他们不在乎。
They don't notice.
他们没有注意到我。
Has anybody ever done that?
你在座有没有人有这样的经历的？
I'll raise both hands.
我举起双手，我做过这样的事。
But you know what? Every time you start to complain about those things,
但是你知道，每一次你这样抱怨的时候，
You've just taken your eye,
你就把你的眼目，
off of the prize.
从那个奖赏上离开了。To focus
on what other people aren't doing that's not right.
你如果注意在别人所做的不对的事上，
takes our attention off of Jesus that we're pursuing.
那我们就会忽略了我们所追求的主耶稣。
Amen.
Amen.
We've got to be careful about doing this.
我们要很小心，不要犯这样的错误。
We fall for this over and over and over again.
这个是我们很容易掉进去的陷阱。
How does Bartimaeus respond?
巴蒂买怎么反应呢？虽然门徒责备他。
So the leaders told him, "Be quiet."
那些人在前头走的责备他，不许他作声。
Now,But he cried out all the more.
他却越发喊叫。
He cried out more.
他叫得更大声，更多。
He cried out louder.
更大声。
He made a bigger commotion.
他造成更大的混乱。
Son of David!
哦，大卫的子孙啊。
Jesus!
主耶稣。
Jesus!
哦，耶稣这里，这里。
Amen.
阿们吗？
Do you have a need in your life?
在你生命中有没有需要?
And then we might come forward and say, Jesus.
我们会说，哎，主耶稣啊。
And then somebody tells us, shh, or they discourage us some way, and we go, okay.
然后别人说，shh, you say, oh, okay, okay.
Amen. We retreat so easy.
我们很容易就气馁
了。We run away so easy.
我们很快就退后跑掉了。
We surrender so easy.
我们一下就投降了。
But you know when you need a miracle?
但是你知道你要得到神迹的话
you don't care what other people think.
你要不要在乎别人怎么想啊
All you want to get a hold of Jesus.
你要抓到主啊
Amen.
阿们吗
Are you willing to take advantage of what you have available?
你愿意利用主已经给你的吗
Are you willing to take a risk?
你愿意冒险吗
And even look foolish when other people don't understand.
甚至别人不了解你就觉得你很傻
You got a brother or sister that keeps on saying you're crazy.
或者有人会就说你疯狂了。
What are you doing messing around doing that Jesus thing?
你为什么这么迷于主啊
？You better watch out. You'll be a religious fanatic.
你要小心啊！你不要成为那个属灵的疯子啊
！Do you belong to a cult?
你是不是
？You know?
你是不是属于那种不异教邪教啊
？That's just too much.
你的太你这个太过分了。
You're getting carried away.
你做的太过头了。
You're crying out too loud.
你的声音太大了。
Do you really have to go to prayer meeting again?
你真的还要来参加我们祷告会吗
？Hear me?
听见我的声音吗
？Get serious.
要很认真呐。
If you need a touch from God,
你要神触摸你吗
？Act like it.
你必须有一样的相对的行动啊。
Honestly, some of us are way too quiet.
事实上，我觉得我们都太安静了。
You would think from how we don't cry out.
你有没有想到，如果我们不呼求
，We have all our needs met.
那就表示说我没有需要啊。
You know when we don't come to prayer meeting?
你知道为什么我们不参加祷告会啊
？You know what we're communicating?
为什么我们不跟人分享或者有沟通啊
？I don't have any needs.
因为表示说我没需要啊。
When we don't get in God's word?
我不读主的话。
Our life says I don't have any needs.
就表示说我没有任何需要啊。
When we don't get up a little earlier to pray before we go to work,
或者我们不花点时间早点起来先祷告。
Now I'm getting personal now, aren't I?
现在好像我在关我在挑战你们个人生活了，不好意思。
Let me just say it. I'm just going to say it straight.
我就是要这样讲。
I don't know anybody that's close to God that doesn't make a priority to get up early every day to seek Jesus.
我不知道有任何人他愿意更亲近主而不会早一点起来花时间在主面前。
I don't know any successful followers of Jesus that don't seek him every day in prayer.
我不认识任何一个真正成功的跟随主的人不早起来寻求他的面。
Amen?
阿们吗
And so if we haven't been seeking God every day in prayer, start.
若是我们没有借着祷告每天来寻求主的
need,
我们应该开始这样做
you need a miracle, you need more of God in your life?
你需要神迹你需要神吗
get up a little early. Amen?
你早起早一点
Amen?
阿们吗
Oh my boss, he wants me to work 12-hour days
我的老板
all summer.
他叫我整个暑假要每一天工作12个小时
You gotta get up a little earlier,
那怎么办就得起早一点不是吗
I know how that works. You know, every summer we'd have to work 12, 14 hour days when I was working for some business.
我以前工作的时候，暑假我要一天要做12到14小时。
That meant I was rubbing the sleep out of my eyes, getting up a little earlier.
不管我多瞌睡，我一定得起床。
Because I recognized I couldn't live without God's presence that comes through prayer.
我知道我需要借着祷告得到的神的同在，才让我能面对一天的生活。
Bartimaeus took a risk of being misunderstood and rejected by the disciples of Jesus.
巴迪买在这里大喊他, 宁愿冒一个险, 就是被跟随主的人拒绝或批评。
So he took a risk of looking a little foolish and crazy if he cried out all the more.
而且他冒险, 宁愿让人家认为他发疯了, 这么大声。
Verse 40, Luke 18:40. So Bartimaeus is crying out.
巴迪买这样大喊大叫,
he's getting God's attention.
然后就引起耶稣的注意力。
The disciples are telling him, shh.
门徒会说,
quiet.
小声点, 不要做声。
And Jesus stopped.
主耶稣突然停下脚步。
He turned and noticed Bartimaeus.
他转过来, 他注意到巴迪买。
He noticed this heart that was willing to take any risk to get into God's presence.
他注意到这里有一个人愿甘冒任何的险, 为了要进到他面前。
He noticed this man that didn't care what anybody else thought.
他注意到这个人不在乎别人怎么看他。
And it says that he commanded him to be brought forth.
所以主耶稣说吩咐人把他带到他面前。
See, a few minutes earlier, Bartimaeus was at the back of the crowd.
几分钟之前, 巴迪马是远远在人群之外的。
He was just a dirty, struggling, blind beggar sitting on the ground.
他只是一个肮脏污秽, 贫穷的乞丐, 没有人注意的。
Everybody told him to be quiet.
甚至人家叫他不要吵的。
Everybody looked past him.
没有人注意到他。
But in a moment.
但是一旦,
because he took a risk and cried out with all of his heart.
因为他敢冒险,
Jesus said, him, that one right there, you bring him up here.
主耶稣说, Amen?
Jesus can move you from the back right up to the front.
主耶稣可以把你从最后一排,
in a moment, do you feel like you're on the bottom of the pile?
你觉得你是不是在坑底啊?
In the back of the crowd?
你是不是在人群的最后面啊?
The one that's always overlooked?
好像都没有人注意的。
The one that never gets respect?
没有人注意你, 没有人尊敬你的。
Make up your mind that you're going to get a hold of God and you use that voice of prayer, amen?
那你就要下定决心, 用神给你的声音向他发出呼求。
And God can move you from the back right to the front.
神可以把你从最后一排带到第一排。
Amen?
Amen 吗?
Don't you like that?
你喜不喜欢这样的主吗?
It doesn't matter what we have, what we don't have.
实在我们有什么或没有什么不重要。
How old, how young.
我年龄多大或多小。
How rich, how poor.
我是贫穷的还是富有的。
It doesn't matter the color of our skin.
我的肤色是什么。
It doesn't matter what other people think about us.
别人对我的看法是什么。
If we will humble our heart,
若是我们谦卑,
and cry out to Jesus,
我们的心向神发出呼求,
God can part the Red Sea, He can part the crowd and move us from the back right up to the front.
那个分开红海的神可以把人群分开, 把你从后面带到前面。
And so Jesus said, what do you want me to do for you?
主耶稣说, 你要我为你做什么?
Here Bartimaeus is, blind Bartimaeus.
你想那个瞎眼的巴迪买。
And Jesus says, what do you want me to do for you?
他来到主面前, 主说, 你要我为你做什么?
Yes, I can see your problem this morning.
主耶稣就说, 我知道你今天早上有什么问题。
But I want you to take a risk and walk up here.
但是呢, 我要你敢冒险到前面来。
I want you to take a risk and stand up even when you might be afraid that you're not going to do it perfect or everyone won't approve.
我要你敢站起来, 虽然你不完全, 你也不要在乎别人怎么看。
I want you to say it.
我要你说出来,
say it.
告诉主,
dare to say what you want.
敢告诉主你要什么。
Amen?
Amen?
Amen? Jesus, your faith has made you well.
主耶稣说, 你的信救了你。
And immediately he received his sight.
他立刻就能看见。
Immediately he went from darkness to light.
他一下从黑暗就进入了光明。
Immediately
Amen.
He went from stumbling to being able to see where he's going.
他从那个看不见前面道路蹒跚步行的人一下能够看见他前面的道路。
Some of you in this building this morning are stumbling through life.
在座的我们有人一生都是蹒跚行动。
You're stumbling in the darkness.
常常跌倒, 跌倒在黑暗中。
You don't know where
you're going. 你不知道你要走到哪里去。
In a moment.
但是就在你那一刹那间,
Jesus can change it all.
主耶稣可以完全改变你的道路。
Amen?
Amen 嘛。
And you know what he did with this brand new eyes that he had?
你知道对这一双新完全能看见的眼睛他怎么办?
It said that he followed Jesus.
瞎子做了什么? 他就立刻跟随耶稣。
You know, some people, they get a miracle.
有的人呢, 得到了神迹奇事。
They get a breakthrough.
他们有了突破。
God picks them up out of a bad situation.
神将他们从一个困难或不好的情况里救出来。
And they go right back to all the stuff that caused them the problem in the first place.
他们一下又回到那个旧的路上，就是那些造成他各样困难的路上。
You hear me?
你听见我说的吗？
Have you seen people do that?
有没有看到人蒙恩之后做这样的事？
God picks him up over and over and over again.
一再一再的帮助拯救他们。
And they just go right back to the thing that caused them the problem in the first place.
他们一得到帮助之后，一脱离困难之后，又回到那个犯罪的路上。
That's not how overcomers live.
得胜的人是不这样生活的。
God is so merciful.
神是满了怜悯。
He is so kind.
他是满了恩慈。
His loving kindness is new every morning.
他的怜悯和慈爱每一天都是新鲜的。
He forgives us over and over again.
他不断地赦免我们。
But your life isn't going to change.
但是你的生命不会改变的。
It's not going to be different.
不会有什么不同。
Until you take that gift of new vision and sight.
一直到你把神给你这个礼物，就是一个新的眼光。
And you use it to follow Jesus.
用在跟随主的路上。
You change the direction of your life.
你必须要改变你的生命的方向。
People, we have to repent.
朋友，弟兄姊妹，我们需要回转。
We have to live differently by God's grace.
要靠着主的恩典，有一个不一样的生活。
We have to do it God's way.
我们要做神所做的。
Amen.God's blessing and peace will not rest upon our life if we do it our own way, we do it the world's way.
神的平安和祝福不能长久在我们身上，若是我们拣选的是世界的方式和道路。
Overcomers are the people that submit their whole life to Jesus.
得胜的人是把他的一生都归给主了。
Amen? Okay, I know it's, we're out of time.But I want us to pray. I believe there are some people here that will want a breakthrough.
我知道在座有人需要一个突破，有需要。
Do you have a, you need a breakthrough in your marriage?
也许是你的婚姻。
Maybe it's in your finances.
也许是你的财务状况。
Maybe you have a son or daughter that is, you know, running from God.
也许你的儿女远离神。
Or maybe you just have something in your life that is,You're just is controlling how you live that steals all your peace.
或者你的生命中你有一些情形一直偷取属天的平安在你身上让你离开神。
So I want you to be willing to take a risk.
所以我早晨我要请你敢冒险。
Stand up.
站起来。
With everybody looking, and you walk down here.
在众目睽睽之下，你到前面了。
And you cry out like Bartimaeus.
我们像巴底买一样向主发出呼
声。
说主耶稣啊
，Make these blind eyes see.
让我的瞎眼能看见。
Deliver me from stumbling in the darkness.
救我从黑暗半截之中出来。
Help me walk straight and help me follow you.
帮助我走正直的路，让我跟随你。
Now I'm not saying this is for all of us in here.
我不是说在座每一个都有这样的需要。
But if you need a breakthrough, if you need a touch, we just invite you real quickly to come on up here.
但是你若有需要主的触摸的，你就可以到前面来。
Albert, you can help too.
请敬拜团队可以上来。
Amen. Just come on up here. They're gonna sing a song.
他们要唱一首诗歌。
But I want you to come on up here too, just to help the worship team. You did such a good job this morning. Amen? Amen? Amen?